Well, you know, you sometimes hear from people that the liturgy itself is a barrier to reaching out with the Word of God and the good news of Jesus Christ. And I believe that's just a bunch of baloney.
Pastor Will Wheaton on his presentation, Classical Christian Worship at the Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference this summer in Collinsville, Illinois.
The liturgy itself is overwhelmingly the very Word of God by which the outreach takes place. And it is an incredibly crafted balance of stuff that stays the same and of stuff that changes. So it has stability and variety automatically built into it, and it frees up the pastor to work on proclaiming the mystery of Christ that that particular liturgy is holding up for the people on that day. I think it's a great outreach tool rather than thinking of it as something that's a barrier.
Register for the Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois at issuesetc.org.
It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game that we play here on Fridays on Issues Etc. We assemble four soundbites from the course of the last week's broadcast audio. We pick them out because we find them to be interesting or remarkable or something that our listeners might want to listen to again. And then we play them for you, and all you've got to do is listen, and then you vote and pick which one you think ought to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, we need three things from you. We want to know who you are, which one you're voting for, and why you're voting for it. I guess that's four things. We also like to know where you listen. That helps as well. So when you're voting, whether at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or via email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter @issuesetc, or if you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We want to know which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and where you're listening. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad to the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Robert George. We were getting the reaction of many to the Kermit Gosnell verdict. Here was his.
What Dr. Gosnell did was kill children once they had emerged from the womb. But under our law and practice, abortionists kill children all the time of the same gestational age in the womb. Now, location can't make the difference between first-degree murder and the exercise of a constitutional right. So what the Gosnell trial has exposed for everyone to see is the profound contradiction in our law and practice between our professed commitment to the sanctity of human life and our willingness to tolerate and accept and even throw the mantle of constitutional protection around the practice of killing unborn children. It's very difficult to say exactly what Gosnell did wrong unless we're willing to say it's wrong to kill babies, whether they're inside the womb or outside the womb. So it wasn't just Kermit Gosnell who was on trial. Abortion in America was on trial. Supporters of abortion were on trial. People like President Obama, who, as a state senator in Illinois, voted even against a law to protect children who had survived abortion, the very children of the type who were killed by Kermit Gosnell. Those are the people who are on trial, not just this particular doctor who's going to go to jail for life for this crime.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Robert George's reaction to the Kermit Gosnell verdict. Here's soundbite number two on this Friday afternoon. It's from Masha Gessen. She's a lesbian activist. And here she is in a rare moment of honesty for gay activists, saying why marriage should not exist.
I also think that it's a no-brainer that the institution of marriage should not exist. Fighting for gay marriage generally involves lying about what we're going to do with marriage when we get there. You know, because we lie that the institution of marriage is not going to change. And that is a lie. The institution of marriage is going to change, and it should change. And again, I don't think it should exist. I don't like taking part in creating fictions about my life. That's sort of not what I had in mind when I came out 30 years ago. I have three kids who have five parents, more or less. And I don't see why they shouldn't have five parents legally. I don't see why we should choose two of those parents and make them into a sanctioned couple. I got married in Massachusetts to my ex-partner, and by that time we had two kids, one of whom was adopted and one of whom I gave birth to. We broke up a couple of years after that, and a couple of years after that I met my new partner, and she has just had a baby, and that baby's biological father is my brother, and my daughter's biological father is a man who lives in Russia. So the five parents break down into two groups of three who have two different citizenships. And really, I would like to live in a legal system that is capable of reflecting that reality. And I don't think that's compatible with the institution of marriage.
That's soundbite number two, Masha Gessen, a lesbian activist, explaining why she thinks marriage should not exist. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor David Peterson. And he's responding to one of those common reasons people give for not going to church. I can worship God in my fishing boat.
What we can learn from creation of God is only the law. The people often are shocked by this because when they think of creation and God's self-revelation in creation, but by that I mean not the Bible, not the church, I mean looking at a mountain or looking at an eagle flying or something. And people say, well, there I see evidence of the Creator. Absolutely, you see evidence of the Creator. But you do not see evidence of a Redeemer. And the Creator that is revealed through creation alone, while beautiful and majestic, is also horrific because it's all law. The eagle's talons are bloody with bunny guts. Eagles aren't nice, and they're not being gentle, and they're not going and petting bunnies. The mountains don't care. They will crush you, right? They're completely without sympathy. No cat in this world feels bad for the mouse that it plays with before it eats it. That's law, and it's harsh law. So Christians, in particular, we look at nature, and we see God's goodness because we see beauty. But we can only really see goodness in creation if we recognize that the creation's been redeemed and restored through the death and resurrection of Christ, that he's joined himself to creation for us. So the problem with the fishing boat thing is, if all you're getting is the natural revelation of God, you've got a horrible religion that's not Christian.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, responding to the common reason people give for not going to church. I can worship God in my fishing boat. And here comes soundbite number four, get ready to vote. It comes from Pastor Peter Bender, answering a very important question. What does a Christian do about a poor parent?
First, I preface it by saying, when our fathers and mothers fail us, the Lord will take care of us. That's what the psalmist says, and that's important to underscore, and that's why the church needs to be there for those people. Secondly, we honor them not because they're worthy of it, not because they've deserved it, but because of God's word and command, for God's sake. Third, we pray for them. A lot of people think prayer is nothing, but prayer is not nothing. It's what God calls us to do. We pray not only for them, but we also pray in our prayers that we would be given the strength to be faithful as their children, only doing what God has given us to do, and not usurping their office. Of course, we are not to do anything that they would demand us to do that's contrary to God's word. But there's only so much we can do as children. And sometimes the best way to give testimony to the gospel is bearing and suffering the failings and shortcomings of an abusive parent.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender. What does a Christian do about a negligent parent? Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. You've heard them. You've listened. Now it's your turn to vote and pick which one should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can vote via email. Include your city and state, please. Talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those emails right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote via Twitter @IssuesETC, or we've left space at our Facebook fan page for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote. It's the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. LPR mouse pad. That's for the listener with the best vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Your vote's next.
I'm going to be making the case that postmodernity, rather than dying and going away, has actually become the default setting for the way people think in many of the churches today.
Chris Roseborough, on his presentation, Postmodernism in the Church, at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois.
As a result of it, it constitutes a significant threat against biblical, historic, Orthodox Christianity, because its epistemology is extremely irrational, subjective-based, and in fact, it's even a form of enthusiasm, God-withinism, that at the end of the day has as its project the eroding away and deconstructing of what historic Christianity teaches and confesses.
You can find out more about the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois, at issuesetc.org.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. The Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd in Greenville, South Carolina, St. Paul Lutheran, Chatfield, Minnesota, St. John Lutheran, Napoleon, Ohio, First Lutheran, Lufkin, Texas, Concordia Lutheran, Sykeston, Missouri, Hope Lutheran, Granite City, Illinois, Trinity Lutheran, Gladson, Alabama, and Lord of Life Lutheran, Chesterfield, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300. And it is time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon. It's the 17th of May. Phone call voters get top priority, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address is at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, vote there. Remember to include your city and state and the reason for your vote. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your choices, your candidates this week, soundbite number one, Dr. Robert George's reaction to the Kermit Gosnell verdict. Soundbite number two, Masha Gessen, a lesbian activist, saying why she thinks marriage should not exist. Soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson responding to a common reason for people not going to church: I can worship God in my fishing boat. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender: what does a Christian do about a negligent parent? Those are the four soundbites. It's your turn now to vote. 1-877-623-6943. We're giving away the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad to the listener with the best vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. or facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's see what Pat has to say. Pat is listening in Saginaw, Michigan. Pat, welcome.
Hi. I vote for soundbite number two. Everything was good this week, and it was a hard choice between one and two, but I think number two exposes from the activist's point of view, exposes what their real intent is.
Pat, thank you very much. I appreciate the vote. Thanks for listening up there in Saginaw, Michigan. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. See, you can vote for one that you disagree with because it says something that you think people need to hear. as in the case of soundbite number 2, Masha Gessen, the lesbian activist. 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesETC. Up next from Altamont, Illinois, here's Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for David Peterson's soundbite, which is number 3. The Large Catechism says having a God means that from which we are to expect all good and in which we are to take refuge in all distress. Natural revelation will only tell you that God is big and God is angry. So how are you going to find refuge in a God that's angry with you unless there's a redeemer? If you expect refuge in nature, you're going to be disappointed. It'll kill you.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for the vote, and thanks for listening in Altamont. Still plenty of time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Back up to Michigan, where Chris is waiting on the line. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, the purpose of the law is to convict us of our sins. If all we're getting is the law, so I'm voting for number 3. If all we're getting is the law, we're not getting the gospel.
So the guy out on his fishing boat, you're saying, is just being convicted of sin and nothing else.
Right. And he's only getting the law and he's not getting the gospel.
Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Michigan. Jamie votes for soundbite number 4, Pastor Peter Bender. What does a Christian do about a negligent parent? He's listening via the Android app and he's listening in California. He says, this is not only applies to how we support the duties of parents, but to citizens toward government. That's a great insight, by the way, Jamie. He says, to Christians toward their pastors, to anyone who represents parents, to children, as Luther says in the Large Catechism, on the Fourth Commandment. That is a great insight. Thank you very much, and thanks for your vote there in California, Jamie. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesETC. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Ernest listens in Red Bluff, California. His vote is for soundbite number 2, Masha Gessen. Says she's absolutely right. All of those things mentioned are not compatible with the institution of marriage. And actually, that's a great way of thinking about it. I mean, the honesty of the lesbian activist is 5 parents, 3 kids, with the parental responsibilities divided up any way you want. That is not compatible with marriage. It's a good dose of honesty. Ernest, thanks for listening in California. Katie listens in Rockford, Illinois. She votes for Pastor Bender's answer to the question. She says it was her question. That's good. His advice and counsel to those who are suffering in their vocation as a child or a parent is more practical than all of the practical sermon series and any evangelical pastor that they may be promoting. Katie, thanks for listening in Rockford, Illinois. Matt listens in Niles, Illinois. He says, as always, 4 excellent sound bites. My vote is for Pastor Peterson's soundbite on the natural knowledge of God because it's a strong argument in our modern context when Wicca and other feel-good naturalistic religions are on the increase. That's another good insight there, Matt. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Still time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email with your vote right here in the studio. talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those votes right here in real time. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC, facebook.com/issuesETC. The Issues Etc. book of the month for May is a simple primer. A primer is something that should teach you the first things, the most important things of any subject. And the primer is on the subject of holy baptism. Lutheranism 101, Holy Baptism, written by Issues Etc. regular guest Charles Lehman. What they've done in this book, Concordia Publishing House, is lay out baptism in a very orderly way, a very biblical way, but also in a way that anyone can understand. That's why they call it Lutheranism 101. It is not written at the level of the professional theologian, although it is written by a professional theologian. It is not written at a childlike level either. It's written exactly where people are in their understanding of these things, providing with all the Bible passages on baptism, everything you need to know, and a full and complete treatment of the subject of holy baptism from Holy Scripture. It's called Lutheranism 101, Holy Baptism. You can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. And you can also call Concordia Publishing House and order Lutheranism 101, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Mark in Nebraska says, I completely agree with Pastor Peterson regarding the false theology of nature. When people go to nature to worship God, they are in error. Number one, they are going to find God. God is not lost. We are. That's why he sent his son to save us. Number two, God does not lavish his gifts of the sacraments on us in a fishing boat. He has set up a system by which we are to receive them from him, that is, in the divine service. And number three, says Mark in Nebraska, God is not a Burger King. You can't have him your way. Dictating to God where you want to worship him on your terms and on your time is in conflict with the first commandment. God wants to pour his love and blessing upon us, but he quite correctly and justly wants it his way. Very good thoughts, and thanks for listening in Nebraska. The winner this week, soundbite number three, here it is, Pastor David Peterson responding to a common excuse for not going to church. I can worship God in my fishing boat.
What we can learn from creation of God is only the law. The people often are shocked by this because when they think of creation and God's self-revelation in creation, by that I mean not the Bible, not the church, I mean looking at a mountain or looking at an eagle flying or something. And people say, well, there I see evidence of the Creator. Absolutely, you see evidence of the Creator. But you do not see evidence of a Redeemer. And the Creator that is revealed through creation alone, while beautiful and majestic, is also horrific because it's all law. The eagle's talons are bloody with bunny guts. Eagles aren't nice, and they're not being gentle, and they're not going and petting bunnies. The mountains don't care. They will crush you, right? They're completely without sympathy. No cat in this world feels bad for the mouse that it plays with before it eats it. That's law. And it's harsh law. So Christians, in particular, we look at nature and we see God's goodness because we see beauty. But we can only really see goodness in creation if we recognize that the creation's been redeemed and restored through the death and resurrection of Christ, that he's joined himself to creation for us. So the problem with the fishing boat thing is, if all you're getting is the natural revelation of God, you've got a horrible religion that's not Christian.
All right, that's the winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your vote. Soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson responding to I Can Worship God in My Fishing Boat. The LPR bundle package goes to Mark in Nebraska. If you would send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted as we played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, you heard these soundbites. They represent another great week of shows. Here on Issues Etc., they're just the tip of the iceberg. You know that. If you've enjoyed listening all this week, please consider making a donation to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Now, for any size gift before this Sunday, May the 19th, we will send you a recording of two of my sermons, one on the Ascension of Christ, the other on the Day of Pentecost. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. Monday on the program, we'll talk about the first Pentecost with Dr. Arthur Just. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who
was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.